Welcome to episode 17 of the Geordie and Guns podcast. I'm your host, Andrew Gunzagalia. I'm joined by my regular co-host, Geordie. Hey, Geordie, how are you, mate?
Yeah, not too bad. How are you?
I am excellent. It's been...
It's good to hear.
We're just talking offline. It's been a while since we've... Feels like a while since we recorded. We've got lots to talk about today. So we've got the 110th Nationals and the 1/8th ACT state title. So, yeah.
Yeah, I think it's been nearly 3 weeks since we've spoken.
It has. And it's been... Today's the anniversary of sorts for us, isn't it?
It is. 8 months of the Geordie and Guns podcast.
8 months to the day. Yeah, it's 29th of January, our first one went out. That's pretty exciting. So well done. Congrats.
That's pretty cool. Yeah.
I had a few people on the weekend talk... We have listeners. People, you know, I mean, obviously we do, but it's nice when people come up to me or up to us and say, talk about it. So... Someone actually commented after my race, oh, they're looking forward to hearing my thoughts on the podcast.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so that's pretty good.
That's good.
Yep. So we'll as we said...
We'll get into that soon.
Yeah, we will. Before we crack into the big races, you've got some dates for next year for some big races in Victoria, Geordie, and Adelaide, and South Australia.
We do. So, so we've got the 2023 Victorian 1/10th EP state titles, and that's at Wodonga, so on the border of Victoria and New South Wales. And that is the 17th to the 19th of March.
That sounds awesome. I'm trying to organise a family trip down to Victoria and I'll attend again like I did last time because my sister-in-law was down there.
Well, it should be a bit closer for you.
It is, yeah. So the idea is I think my family will fly down. I'll drive to Wodonga and then go further down and pick him up and drive back. So that's the idea. But yeah.
Oh, nice. That sounds good.
So that should be a massive one, right? Wodonga, because it's like you said, it's in the middle. It's on the border of New South Wales and Victoria. Well, so heaps of people should go.
Mm. Yeah, I think last time at Wodonga, we had some New South Wales guys come down for that event. And that was, nearly a nationals field for that one.
Yeah, it's going to be kick-ass. All right, what's the other date you've got?
Yep, and the South Australian 1/10th EP off-road state titles for 2023. That is the 24th to the 26th of February. And that's at Adelaide Radio Controlled Raceway.
Is that the one? Is there multiple race places of 1/10th in Adelaide, or is that just the only one? Because I've seen a video on a track there. It looks pretty cool.
Yeah, I believe that's the only 1/10th track there. Okay. I know there's a couple 1/8th, but I think there is only one 1/10th track.
That looks like a good facility. It's an old video.
It is pretty good.
Yeah, it looks pretty good. So they're both in the first quarter next year, February and March. Wow.
Yeah, get them over one after each other.
Yeah. Awesome. So we I'll just hear what's happening with me. So we've got the New South Wales 1/8th state titles are happening in about 6 weeks' time. It's, I think it's the 5th of November. I'm just going to check the date to 100% make sure because I'm going to it. Yeah, the 4th, 5th and 6th of November is the New South Wales state titles at Illawarra. That's the new 1/8th track they just finished, which is kind of cool. So
that's exciting.
It is very, yeah. So that's, and then there's a pro line in Canberra 2 weeks before, and I've managed to wrangle some frequent family points to attend both. So I'm quite happy about that. So my 1/8th program is ramping up, which is fun. But so yeah, so we'll talk about that obviously in other episodes. But recently, we both competed in big race meets in Australia. Yours
probably
was
the biggest one.
Yeah, 1/10th Nationals. So in Brisbane, Chargers. So Geordie, take it away, mate. Tell us about your experience and all about it.
Well, our experience started off pretty shit because we were supposed to leave on the Tuesday morning, and on the Monday night, Dad got a message saying our flight has been cancelled with Jetstar.
Oh.
So, yeah, Dad was getting all stressed out and shit. But we were able to rebook a flight with Qantas because Jetstar was booked out for the Tuesday. So we went up with Qantas. We still came back with Jetstar on the Sunday. But, I mean, we still made it in time for practice on Wednesday. And, yeah, that was a good day, good weather. Got the cars dialed in. But Thursday was rained out.
Yeah, I read that. So how much time did you get Wednesday? Because it was raining on Wednesday afternoon, wasn't it? Or did you get a full day?
It started raining about 2 or 3 o'clock.
Wow.
But I think we had about 3 or 4 5-minute runs in both classes. So not much, but it was enough to kind of learn the track.
Yep. Okay. So that, and then Thursday was completely washed out, wasn't it? No track time.
No track time. I think it rained majority of the day.
Far out.
But
And then
yeah, Friday was the two-wheel drive day. They actually gave us 1 5-minute practice round in the morning, so that was handy. Just, settle in kind of thing, just get used to the track and the temperature and all that. But, qualifying went well for myself. We'll get into the results for all classes after this, but just a little bit about me. I qualified third and also finished third in two-wheel drive, so I was pretty wrapped about that.
Yeah, that's great effort. Well done, mate. Awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And, Saturday was four-wheel drive day, and it was a beautiful day. I was think it got to 28 degrees, nice. And it was sunny for most of the day. So, it was a warm one. And in the first qualifier, I actually managed to win the first qualifier, which was pretty cool at a nationals.
Yeah, that's amazing. And is that the first time you've done that, obviously, right?
Yeah, well, that's the first national mod national.
You've been to?
Second mod national, so.
Okay.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
But I qualified second overall, just behind Chris Sturdy, because he won the second, third, and fourth qualifier.
Right.
And the first qualifier started off pretty good. Sturdy had a little mistake after the triple in the first lap, and I got around him, and so did a couple others. And I had a race to the line with Lockie Monday. I don't know if you've seen the video or not.
No, I haven't.
Yeah, it was on the AE Australia page, but that was a really good race. I had one mistake, which kind of put Lockie into the lead, but then he made a little bobble on the last lap, so kind of neck and neck going across the line.
Wow.
And he kind of sent it.
Yeah.
And, tapped me, but... Yeah, it was kind of a race to the line to get the win. I think I got it by 0.3 of a second, so it was pretty close.
Is the whole race up on AE Australia website, Facebook page?
Yeah, on the Facebook page. They videoed all the two-wheel mod and four-wheel mod finals.
Awesome. And you won the A1 final for a four-wheel drive.
Yeah, so the A1 and A2, I was running just behind Chris Sturdy for first 8 laps, and then I got tangled up with a back marker, which was a bit unfortunate. And I finished fourth in that one, but Kyle was feeling really good. I was able to pace Sturdy for most of the race until that bubble. But I mean, that's racing.
Yeah.
Can't really do anything about
sometimes.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then the A3 actually had a DNF. My pinion screw came loose.
Oh, wow.
But so I still held on to P3 for the finish, which is, double podium and nationals, can't complain really.
Yeah, that's really good. Oh, man, I didn't know that. I was going to tell you my tale of woes for DNFs, but that's a bad one in nationals. So, but that's, double podium, well done, double third. So you did it with 5 points then, didn't you? You got a first and a fourth.
Yeah, I was tied with Lockie for third place.
Okay.
But I got it off count back because I had the first in A1.
Yeah.
Should we go through the results of other
classes? Let's do that. Yeah, let's do that.
All right, so we'll just do probably top three for each class.
Yep. Yep.
So two-wheel drive stock, TQ was Andrew Savaggi with his AE. And third place was Matthew Lawrence. Second place, Gopal Pavlich. And then Andrew Savaggi took the win for two-wheel stock. So it was an AE, TLR, and TLR podium for two-wheel stock.
Wow. AE, TLR, TLR. That's incredible. It's good.
Yeah, it is. Something a bit different.
Yeah.
We're going to four-wheel drive stock. So TQ was once again Andrew Salvaggi with his B74. I think he had the 0.2, the new one.
Oh, yes. That's right. Yep.
Yeah, I think Sturdy and Donnelly were also running them.
Okay. Because that's got the bigger shocks, right? That's the bigger shocks, that they're 14 mil or something instead of 30, or 13 instead of 12.
Yeah, that's 13 good. Mil. Yeah. I think had plastic bulkheads, a couple other things. So it was a bit lighter.
Right.
But third place was Gopal Pavlich with the TLR. Second place was actually Andrew Savaggi. And first place was Mr. Michael Stone.
Stoney! Brings one home for X-Ray. What a legend. So he's won four-wheel drive at New South Wales State titles and the Nationals then. That's pretty impressive.
Stoney. It is. It's very good.
Mm.
Considering he's only been doing it for, I think, less than a year, actually.
Yeah, I think I was at his first race at Hills. And it was this year, I think, because he's a big, he's a big on-road driver.
XRS,
that's right.
Yep.
Yeah, he's a big on-road driver.
So, he's picked it up really quick. It's pretty impressive.
I wonder if he'll go to mod now. He probably should, but...
He should, but I don't know.
Yeah. Kind of feel if you win a state titles in stock, I think you should be forced, but that's just me.
Well, now he's won a nationals.
I know.
So that's even
worse.
One upped it.
Yeah, that's right. Okay.
Yeah. I'll get into the two-wheel drive stock junior class, TQ was Samuel Moffat with the X-Ray. He drove really
He's
good
in qualifying. He's a local hills guy, yep.
Yeah, but he had a bit of unluck in the finals. He came fourth in that, but it was Phoenix Eggleton in third with AE.
Yep.
Lachlan Williams, he's from New South Wales, isn't he?
Yeah, he's another hills guy, yep.
Yeah, so he came second with the AE, and Lachlan Pearson came first with an AE. So it was AE 1-2-3 in the stock class.
Wow, AE's domination. Yep.
Yeah, and I guess for mod, well, both mods was actually the same podium. So Sturdy TQ'd both two-wheel and four-wheel mod. And yeah, myself finished third in both, and Lachlan Donnelly second in both.
And then Sturdy first in both. Wow, that's... Yeah. That's incredible. Yeah, because so many fast drivers, but like there was Ari was there, Lachlan Monday. Yeah, and you guys still, and Jared Ment, and you guys locked them out. That's pretty good. So what's that? That's AE, X-Ray.
Yeah, for both.
Well, what do you think? You were happy in the end, you said? So that's a good effort for you to get two podiums?
Yeah, I mean, I'm pretty proud of that. I would have liked a little bit better in the four-wheel, but yeah, a bit of unluck in the finals. But, you know, what can you do?
Yeah, and what's your next, any racing coming up? Is Keilor still getting under construction?
Yeah, Keilor's still got the new construction going. I think that's going to be ready around mid-October.
Okay.
So it'll be ready for the Vintage Bash race they're having in October.
Okay, all right. That's not too far away, another couple
And
of
we've
weeks.
Also got round three of the Victorian Driver Series this weekend at Knox.
Oh, but, are you going to that?
Yeah.
Or was it too soon?
No, unfortunately not. Okay. So my mum and dad have a wedding on the Saturday.
Okay. That sucks.
Yeah, it's also pretty close to the Nationals.
Yeah.
It'd be good to have a week off.
Yeah, a bit burnt out.
And then,
all right. Yeah,
in November is round four of the Victorian Drive Series at Donga. So that's in November.
Okay, cool. So you've got a couple of big races still before the... And you're winning the Driver Series at the moment in the first two rounds. You're in front, aren't you?
Yes. Yeah, excellent. Yeah. All right. That's with no rounds dropped.
Yep. Okay. Awesome. Very well done.
Yep.
All right. So, me. Before I get to the big race, I actually raced another mod, 1/10 mod at Hills. And I think there was 7 or 8 in each class. The big guys were all at the Nationals. So, we're all preparing for it. So, I actually won one of the four-wheel drive finals. I came third again. I mean, you know, like none of the big guys are there, but, you know, it's still mod and they're still decent drivers. And I was absolutely so happy about to win a race. I drove the best I've ever driven. My definitely improved switching to mod. I feel like I'm the car. I don't know whether it suits me more, but I've just got into it a bit more. I'm really thinking about my driving and I'm just driving. I'm just really happy with it. So that was... I came third and fourth, I think, in the two classes. So, that was really good. But the big one was I went down to Canberra for the ACT state titles in 1/8 off-road. So those who don't know, the Canberra track's one of the best 1/8 facilities in the country. It's super cool. Like, the lap times are 40 seconds, and it's like a US track. Like, they've got some really – the biggest jumps I've seen in Australia – it's awesome.
Yeah, it does look pretty big.
Yeah, it's an awesome layout. So,
and it's on a hill as well, isn't it?
Yeah, so there's heaps of elevation. And I find a lot of the 1/10 tracks, you go left to right a lot, right? So you go, you know, from your right to your left and back from your left to your right. But this one's got a lot of depth. So there's a lot of jumps coming towards you, a lot of jumps going away from you. It's really technical track. And so I absolutely loved it. I went down there with my mate Simon Blaney. So... He's a 1/10 specialist, but he borrowed my old... I've got a 2008 Hot Bodies D8 e-buggy that he used. And I picked him up on the way and drove down there. And I've got an X-Ray XB8, like the new one, which is really nice. So, so the way it worked, the format was first day was all day practice. So I did like 1,000 laps trying to learn the track. But I was showing a bit of pace. So I was in the Bs. Like, you know, there's basically three... lots of heat drivers. So I was in the second, timed in the middle somewhere. And the second day was 5 qualifiers where you drop your worst 2, so it's your best 3, and they're 7 minutes each. So now 1/8 nitro, the cars get a battering, they rattle around, it's got a motor humming. So it's really important. The car maintenance is never more important than it is. It's always important, but for that one, the screws can come loose so much and there's so much that can go wrong. So I actually DNF'd in two of the qualies, which meant I didn't have any drops. And it was a warning to me that I need to be better at maintenance and looking over the vehicle in between races. But I qualified, I think, 16th. So I was six in the Bs. And the way it works is you have bumps, right? So the top 10 automatically in the As, the next 10 are automatically in the Bs, and the rest are all in the Cs. Top five from the Cs bump up, top five from the Bs bump up, and et cetera, right? They also had bumps for e-buggy. I don't know if you've seen this before, but
no, I haven't.
They did. It was unreal. So basically, exactly the same format, but you have two finals in Cs, and I think it's rocket round. So you're best out of those. You automatically bump. So the top five will bump into the Bs. So they did bumps. It was incredible. So my mate,
that's pretty cool.
Yeah, yeah, unreal. Like to see it happen in electric was unreal. It means the A finals are all at the end, but
true.
You don't know who's in it, so it's not staggered. But you know, they had like an A main, A one of e buggy, then the B main of nitro, and then the A two, and then the B, and then the A one, sorry, the A main of nitro, and the last race was the A three of e buggy. So anyway.
Okay, yeah.
My mate Simon, who was learning the track and the car, was in the Cs and he bumped up in the Bs. So it was really fun to see. I qualified in the Bs in sixth place. Now, this is a 30-minute final for the Bs and the A's is 45 minutes because it's a state titles. So I started sixth, ended up dropping back to 10th. Got tangled. It's carnage, right? It's 15 cars on the track.
Yeah, it's a lot of cars.
It's a lot of cars. Yeah. And they're all 1-8. Everyone's petrol heads, you know, so it's nitro, so everyone's just going crazy. Anyway, got about the 10th. I thought, no, I felt fine. I wasn't last. It was 10th. I thought, okay, I could do this. And I settled into an awesome rhythm. And over the next 23 laps, I got from 10th to 4th. So this included two pit stops.
Not bad.
Yeah, there's two pit stops, you know. And I was just staying out of trouble. It was so good. I'm thinking I had 7 minutes to go. Something like that it was. It might have been 29 laps, 7 minutes to go, whatever it was. And I thought, I'm gonna bump here, my first A main. And then I had a DNF. So I originally thought it was the mechanical switch I had in my car, which you're not supposed to have in 1/8 because they always break. But when I took the car, I've already stripped the car and I found out that a wire came off my receiver battery.
Bugger.
Yeah, now it's still a lesson because I found out everyone wraps it in foam and makes sure it's snug and mine was moving around. It's obviously moved around a little bit. I mean, it was not a lot of movement, but enough to pull the wire out. So DNF'd, I was absolutely devastated. But I was also quite chuffed that I drove so well. And I'm pumped. So I've got Proline in Canberra in a few weeks' time. And then I'm going to the state titles in Illawarra. So I've got two big 1/8 races coming up. So, yeah.
Nice. Have you got any 1/10th? For the rest of the year?
Yeah, I will do some. I had to, because I've got two young kids and a beautiful wife, I've had to do a bit of a deal where I sacrifice some Sunday 1/10th races. So I won't be racing that 1/10th this month until I race the state titles. But I will be doing, I want to do XRS if it's on, if they run it.
Yes.
At Hills.
That would be really good.
Yeah, so I'm definitely running mod on that. So I will do some racing, but I'm just, for the moment, I'm focusing on 1/8 just until, you know, the next 6 weeks or something. So I'm pretty pumped about that. I'd love 1/8.
Yeah,
it's fun.
It does look good.
Yeah, like 30 minutes, man, you know, pit stops and it's just, and just to mentally get into the groove for that long. And, you know, you get used to 5-minute runs, right, with 1/10, which is awesome fun. But with this, it's such a different mindset that you just need to, consistency is just king when it's 30 minutes. I don't know.
Especially for the mains, like 45 minutes. It's like an endurance type
of thing. It is endurance, yeah.
Endurance race.
Yeah. Like even for me, I was, you know, worrying about what I was eating, making sure I drank heaps, make sure I went to the toilet, like all this stuff that, because you've got 30 minutes. So, I was making sure I didn't have anything too heavy before. I had some fruit, had heaps of water and felt really good. And just so your mind can relax and it's a definitely different mindset. And I really enjoy it. So
yeah, nice.
I'll go through the winners. So we had, there was an open truggy. So truggy is not a very popular class, but there was guys who had nitro and electric, so they mixed them together for this. There was eight dudes running it. Yeah, so we had Peter O'Brien won it with a techno, Shane Holbrook up second in a Gamma, and Llewellyn Fry, the wing, came third with a techno. So that was a really fun class because the guys were all just happy to be able to run their truggies, but it was good. So that was that one. In electric,
how did that work in the final?
So they basically, good question. So they do 10 minutes, right? But it's a compulsory pit stop for everybody. So even the e-buggy guys have to come in. They have a judge sitting there. They drive into the pits. They have to come to a complete stop, like a stop-go penalty. And then they go.
Yeah, true.
So they did that. From memory, so the wing was running a nitro. I think the top two, definitely the winner was an e-buggy, I think. But the paces are similar. So, but yeah, like I said, wasn't fully serious. I mean, they took it serious, but it was mixed together. So it wasn't a full serious class, but it was quite fun.
Yeah. Sounds good.
Yeah, it was good. In electric, this was awesome. So this is 10-minute finals and it's like normal, three finals, drop your worst and stuff like that. Nathan Tanney, he won with S-Works and he's been on a tear. He's been a really good driver, great guy. So I was really happy for him. So S-Works first, Jordan Hunting, who was a buddy of his in HB, Hot Bodies, he comes second. They were neck and neck. And then Dallas Gardner, the veteran, he was in a Mugen Seiki, and he came third. So yeah it was the top three there. So it was S-Works, Hot Bodies, and Mugen. So this is obviously different to 1/10 in terms of the manufacturers, but anyway.
True.
In Nitro Buggy, I don't even know what symbol that is, what brand that is. Kev Lewis. Oh, he was. Okay, what's it called? It'll come to me. Can't think of the name right now, but it's a well known brand. Kev Lewis is also a veteran, but he was just really fast. Dallas Gardner, another podium, came second in Nitro Buggy, and Lindsay Frost came third as well. Kyosho, that's what it is, Kyosho. So it's Kyosho 1 and 3.
Yeah.
I think Dallas was Mugen in second. So one of the things about Nitro Buggy, one of the guys, the super fast guy, he would have won actually, but his transponder failed.
Oh no.
Yeah, so it was a little bit unfortunate, well very unfortunate. Everyone felt for him, but the official rule is it's part of your car, so if it fails, true. It fails. He actually would have won. Kev Lewis was the TQ, but on the day, the thing about 45 minutes and 30 minute mains, tyres make a big difference, right? Tyre wear and he just had...
Yeah, because they drop off towards the end, didn't they?
Yeah, so he had a good setup and that was awesome day, awesome weekend. So I ended up 22nd, unfortunately, because I crashed out of the B main, but anyway, I'll do better. That was me. So...
I got a question for you.
Yeah.
In the main, would you rather a car that is set up for being consistent for the whole time or one that is quick towards the start and a bit slow towards the end?
Me personally, it's consistency. Like, I'm not even that's my strength in 1/10 even, right? Like I'm not a guy who's going to pull out a super fast lap or I just like get into a rhythm. So for me, and I did that with my car, like there was it wasn't a controlled tyre race, so it was pretty interesting to see all the different tyre brands. You and me were both Proline, so I used blockades, S3 long wear S3 blockades when it was rough, and then as it grooved up in the last day, I went to S3 side locks. They're like a finer pin, and they were amazing, those tyres. Yeah, so I was really happy. My car was really good, and I had a lot of comments, people saying that it looked. Really, it looked really solid. It was really good to drive. Like I lowered the diff oils so beforehand, so to make it just a lot easier to drive, particularly on loose ground.
Yeah,
and it was awesome. So,
did it groove up pretty good?
It did. Yeah, you get a blue groove. It's amazing. I mean, there's a lot of laps right, and they're big cars, but absolutely it grooved up. Yeah, it was started off really, really slippery the practice day, but
yeah, it looked really marbly.
Yeah.
By the photos.
Yeah, it was. And it's a clay, right? But it's not like a... It's not a high... It's a clay, but when it's loose, it's loose. But they actually had to water it. So, by the way, the whole forecast was rain. People actually dropped out of it thinking they're not going to go there because it's going to rain. Well, you got no rain. It was absolutely amazing. It rained one night.
Oh,
Yeah,
really?
one night on the night before the finals. But the track was unreal. Like, yeah, it was. I can't wait. I love that track. So, Proline's there. So, I'm going to have a bit of advantage of Proline because normally every Proline, it's a brand new track for me, like Orange and Batemans Bay. But this is going to be a track I've just spent 3 days on. So, I'm really looking forward to heading back.
Oh, you have a good advantage, hopefully.
You never know. I need it. So, but yeah, that'd be awesome. So, yeah, that's it for me. That's the next two races. And then, yeah, and then you've got your Driver Series stuff coming up, which is cool. So,
yeah, I think Proline is actually on my birthday weekend. Is that the 22nd?
It is. 23rd? Yeah, it is.
Yeah, nice.
It is 22nd, 23rd. Proline Series Canberra.
Yep.
That's pretty cool. Have you still have you ordered your e buggy yet? 1/8?
No, not yet. I'm thinking I'm gonna wait till the 2023 model comes.
That's
out.
That's in January,
and
then right?
Go from there. I'm not too sure.
Yeah, because I'm going to get one. Because I'm going to get... I want to have a second car for... A second kit for spares. And I'm just figuring I'll get the new one, build that as my car, and my existing car will be my spares car. So...
Oh, true.
Yeah, I'm going to get one.
And what's good about the X-Ray e-buggy and the Nitro, it's literally all the same.
It is.
Just apart from the engine, really.
Yep.
Like, the actual car is identical.
It is, yeah. Because I know Chris Burke was there. He's another X-Ray driver. He was pitted next to me, and he's got both e-buggy and the Nitro. Yeah, and he has one kit that's a spare for both, which is quite cool. Yeah.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, so that was really good. You've been watching any F1? I know we've had a break, but we've got a race this weekend, Singapore.
Yeah, there is Singapore. I haven't really heard much about it, though.
Yeah, I think they've
been too busy.
Yeah, you have, haven't you? But Danny Ricks lost his seat, so that's not great.
Yeah, it's a bit unfortunate.
It is.
But on the other hand, Oscar Piastri will take his spot.
Yeah, that's going to be interesting
to see. Another Aussie, which is good.
It is good. I'm interested to see whether Danny Rick has a year off or not, or gets somewhere, but we'll see. That's right. Also, we had the on-road Worlds, didn't we, Geordie, recently?
Yes, that was in Italy a couple of weeks ago.
And
or it was last week, I think.
Yeah, and we were pretty happy because Bruno won with an X-Ray. He won the mod, didn't he? Well, this is 1/10.
Yeah, so he had
1/10 Touring car, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, it is. There was actually 4 X-Ray people who won.
That's right. I saw that. Yeah, all the different classes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now they all had the 2023 model Touring car.
The X-Ray Touring car looks so sick.
It does. All the carbon and stuff.
It looks so sick.
It does look good.
And even they released a new Formula One kit recently, and that looks absolutely epic. It's a weapon. So,
oh, nice.
Yeah.
They also released a pan car as well, the X12.
That's right. Yeah, I saw that actually. Yeah.
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 They look pretty cool.
Yeah. No, I love me some X-Ray since I switched over. It's pretty awesome.
I just want to have them all, but
I know
money.
I'd love to too. For me, it's not so much the money. It's just that I just can't drive them. It'll kill me. So
true.
I mean,
all the maintenance.
Oh yeah, the maintenance. I'm struggling with 1/8 and 1/10. But anyway, I'm getting a fair bit of racing, and I can't complain too much.
Yeah, it's all right. I forgot to mention before, stadium truck and short course track at the Nationals.
Oh, yeah.
So in stadium truck, we had Chris Dirty TQ. Third place was John Perkins. Second place was Jared Ment. And first place was Chris Dirty for stadium truck.
Oh, that dude's trophy cabinet. So, seriously, it's expanded. Yeah.
No, it would be. I think he's at 10 national titles now, Chris Dirty.
Wow, really? That's getting up there, isn't it? Yeah.
Pretty impressive.
What's Uncle Ray's won a lot, hasn't he?
Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah, I wonder.
Well, he won four-wheel drive mod in 2019.
That's right. Yep.
At Adelaide.
He was existing. That's right. He was the existing, because of COVID, he was the reigning champion, wasn't he?
Yeah,
he was. But he didn't race, did he? Yep. He just went and helped Lockie, did he?
No, Ray
didn't race, yeah. I thought so. Yeah.
No.
Okay. And sorry, stadium truck? Short course?
Short course truck. Mitchell Pratt, so Mitch on the mic, was TQ.
Oh, nice.
And he drove an X-Ray truck, so that was pretty good to see.
I'd like to see that. That's good.
Yeah, third place was Tony Watson, so I think he's a local fella up there.
Yep.
Second place, Rob Maycock, he's another local. And first place was Mitchell Pratty.
Oh, wow. Okay, well done. And Geordie, what were your thoughts on the surface in the end? You can be, you don't have to be diplomatic. What are your thoughts on the sixth surface as an RC surface?
Okay, I'm going to be honest. It's good to drive on probably once or twice, but I wouldn't really enjoy driving on it day in, day out.
Yeah, I think it's that's just, fair. I've heard a lot of people who aren't locals, like the people who are up there, they even Lachlan Donnelly wrote, looking forward to getting on some loose dirt, you know what I mean? Like just have a track that's a bit more,
Well, I mean, that's what off-road is, right? Yeah. Loose dirt, rough terrains and all that.
Yeah.
No, you don't get that at Chargers. It's the same throughout the whole day.
Is there a groove up at all?
The groove doesn't looks like it's formed, but I think when the temperature comes up, it's definitely a bit quicker.
Okay. All right. Interesting. So, I mean, even like Keelor is quite oiled, it's still a big step up from that, isn't it, in terms of consistency and sameness?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Because Keelor, you know, it's got the bumps and ruts and all that. Yep.
And how did you go with your cars? Do they get much extra wear and tear that you noticed, or was it just the same?
I think I was running skid plates and chassis protectors, so nothing really wore out on the chassis, but I saw a lot of silver-looking chassis up there.
Yeah, you would for sure, right?
They'll definitely wear out a bit, and the drivetrains wore out a little bit.
Yeah.
So we had to change the outdrive pins a bit.
Okay.
Which, I mean, it gets a bit annoying, but you got to do what you got to do.
Yeah, it is the Nationals. Do you know where it is next year?
I believe it's in Western Australia.
Oh, wow. That's going to be tough.
So, yeah, because it rotates around to each state.
Yeah, that's right. And next year is a 1/10 Worlds year. Are you planning on going, or are you not sure yet?
I'm not too sure, but I've heard it's going to be in Florida on a carpet track.
Oh, wow. Really?
That's what they were saying at the Nationals, yeah.
Ah.
Is it Beach RC?
Ah, yes, like Beach RC. Okay, yeah. All right, yeah. Wow.
That'll be interesting.
That's a big call to have a Worlds on carpet. Well, I guess they did it in Japan a few years ago, didn't they? I remember that one was carpet.
Yeah, Yatabi Arena.
That's right. I really liked it when it was at the X-Ray, the Hardy Arena. That was awesome.
Yeah, that was awesome. Yeah. That was really good.
Yeah.
Probably the best experience in racing I will ever get to have.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to, so like I said, so 1/8 next year, I'm going to try to do, I want to race one of the Queensland tracks and one of the Victoria tracks if I can at some stage. So they've got some 1/8 tracks, that would be nice. All right.
Yeah.
All right, mate. That was awesome. Great to catch up again.
Yeah, it was good.
Congrats on your double podium nationals.
Thank you. Well done. Well done at Canberra too.
Well, mate, you know, I was thinking to myself, oh, I could have had the Geordie and Guns episode, make my first A main in the state titles. No.
Yeah, true.
No, not this time. But you never know.
All right. Hopefully next time.
I've got one in 6 weeks. So New South Wales one. So you never know. Yep. You never know. I could.
Just make sure you check over your car. I mean, same as me. I've got to check my
opinion. Yeah, I know. Yeah. No, exactly. I mean, I am. It's definitely going to make me a more meticulous driver, like in terms of car maintenance. I'm shipping the car completely, like between now and Proline. So
yeah, really good idea.
Yeah, just to give, because it gets a battery, man. They do take a bit of a pound in the 1/8 cars.
Oh, they would. Yeah, big jumps and all that.
Had a lot of chat out to the wing, by the way. I know he listens and he's a legend. I had out with him a fair bit on the weekend and had chats to him. He's a great guy, so it was really nice.
That's good.
And Nathan Tanney, it's a good community, just like any other RC community. It's quite good, the 1/8 community as well. It's quite fun.
Yeah.
All right.
Any RC is good.
I know, mate. I know. You can't go wrong. RC. Well, we'll chat again in a couple of weeks. All the best.
Sounds
with your
good.
School and stuff. Have you got exams coming up, or
I actually had my last trial exam today.
Oh,
so,
well done.
Yeah, this week was all trial exams. Yep. So they're all done now.
Brilliant. Okay, well done. We'll
chat
soon. I don't think I'll be racing between now and then, but we might try to organise an interview with someone. So we could have let's do that. Let's get someone on the show next episode.
Yep, we'll have to do that.
And then we'll
sounds good.
All right, we'll do that. So thanks a lot. Enjoy. Thanks for listening.
Thank you, Andrew.
Thanks everyone for listening. And see you next time.